Going In Raw is now a CastBox original. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can still listen to Going In Raw wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
Hey guys, this is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw.
What's up, it's your girl, Sasha Banks, Legit Boss, and you're watching Going In Raw. You like that?
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife.
Marie.
And you are going in SmackDown Live.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at YouTube.com/.
Steve and Larson, available wherever fine podcasts are, including, of course, the Apple iOS podcast app. Leave a rating or review. It really does help the show. And also, we're available on CastBox. Again, one sub to Going In Raw on CastBox. Leave a comment, and you're really helping boost the profile of Going In Raw. It's
a free
and easy way to do it. Larson, where else are we?
Patreon.
He says with much enthusiasm.
Patreon.com/Steve and Larson. Sorry.
Why do we just trade off being sick? Is it seriously
I'm not
just
sure I'm sick? It might just be allergies because, you know, spring is here.
It's
everything's
that time
booming.
Of the year.
So I don't know what's going on with me anyways.
May I suggest something?
What?
Humidifier.
Yeah, we have one of those.
Humidifier. Do you run it in your room?
Not on a regular basis.
Who do you do? Do you have one of them? So back at the old house, I got a new HVAC system.
Oh, yeah.
And they put in this like fancy, it was like $1,500. They put in this fancy filter system.
Mm.
Lacey's, what do you call it? The asthma basically went away.
Yeah.
From this one filter.
Yeah.
I don't know what the name of it is. I don't know exactly what it does
beyond
filtering stuff.
Well, I've never paid $1,500 for any filter, I'll tell you that. So I don't know if that's
maybe you should try.
What do you think of that? $1,500 just growing on trees in my backyard? No way. Anyways, we're on the Patreon, patreon.com. Support the Patreon so I can get a $1,500 air filter. So
do they have trees that have $1,500 bills growing out of them? That'd be
cool. First of all, the $1,500 bill doesn't exist.
No?
There's no such bill.
Who's on the Who's on the $1,500 bill?
I don't know. Anyways, we're also at Pro Wrestling Tees, prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw. That shirt's there.
Oh, yeah. The Congress and America Center shirt is there.
Yeah.
All sorts of great shirts. I'm waiting for my shirts. I have not received mine from the Pro Wrestling Tees.
Mine's in my mailbox. I just didn't get them out.
I ordered 1 minute before the end of the sale, I'm going to be the last person to get their order.
Yeah, and you should be on principle.
Great thing is I got one of them Cody Rhodes shirts, the Bullet Club logo one. But then over the weekend, the wife was at the mall, and she stopped in Hot Topic and got the Cody 2020 shirt.
Oh, yeah.
So now I am officially the biggest Cody Rhodes mark. I was already a big mark for Cody Rhodes.
No, you can display that for all to see.
Now I'm taking it to the next level.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. Those are all our plugs?
That's our show for the day. We made it under 3 minutes, this show. So thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, this is just our Monday plug show, huh?
We just plug stuff on Monday. No, we got plenty to talk about.
Yeah,
why don't
we
you
do
kick things
news.
Off?
Yes, I'll kick things off with about the possibility, maybe, potentially. We've spoken about it before in vague terms.
Yeah.
But things seem to be crystallizing in terms of the formation, potentially, of a WWE Women's Tag Team Division.
Yes.
So on Friday, WWE.com released an article on their website entitled, quote, you have to do quotes for titles, sorry, entitled, Five Controversial Decisions We'd Like to See Paige Make as SmackDown Live General Manager.
Mm-hmm.
And the very first item on that list, introducing women's tag titles to the show.
Was this the number one spot or the number five spot?
One, I believe.
Did it count down backwards?
Yeah, because one was this, two was bringing back Talking Smack, three
I hope they do
that. Having a title defended every Tuesday night.
Okay.
So I think that's be the U.S. title.
Well, that's cool.
And then, all of them seem like pretty decent
good
ideas.
Huh?
I can pull it up. There's a link here.
Is that their digital division just going rogue?
Could be.
I mean, that's kind of a big question.
Let's see what else is on there. Bring it back, Talking Smack. Oh, establish relationship with NXT that allow NXT superstars compete on a given week.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea. Championship defended every Tuesday night. Bring back more surprise WWE alumni to keep the WWE universe guessing.
Wait, what was number three again? You said it was a great idea. What's that?
It was NXT. It's like having an NXT night once a month.
That sounds really
none
cool.
None of these are controversial. These all actually sound like really good ideas.
These are really, really good ideas.
Anyways, this article states, quote, in her new position as general manager, Paige could be the facilitator for an entire new wrinkle in the makeup of the SmackDown Women's Division by introducing women's tag team titles. and the article mentions pairings, Charlotte and Becky Lynch, Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose, and of course the Iconics. There's three tag teams just ready to go.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
And I think that'd be great, especially if they brought Asuka over to kind of assume the top spot on SmackDown's women's division. Get those tag titles going, whether they're exclusive to SmackDown.
Hold on a second,
or, as I've been saying for a long time, cross-brand and you know, have another title in the picture. I think that'd be great.
We have a very special guest in chat, Cultaholic. Said, love you guys.
Thanks.
Not as much as we love you.
Yeah.
All right. You guys, what are they on the verge of? 300,000 subs?
300,000 this weekend, I believe.
Oh, did they? I thought last I saw, Ross tweeted out that they're on the verge of 300,000.
Yeah.
So that's amazing.
I think I saw...
I think 60,000 Twitter. There are like, there are 58 away from 60,000 on Twitter. They probably blasted past that. Man, that's amazing. I love that story.
Yep, 300,000.
Leaving a big old corporation and going doing their own thing.
Heck yes.
It's great.
It is
great
stuff. Hi, guys.
When are we going to collaborate with those guys?
I know.
We have an entire sea between us and them.
I know.
That's what they call the ocean.
But with the internet, the sea can whoop, become much smaller.
Is that the sound it makes?
Yeah.
A sea getting smaller
goes whoop. Yeah, it's the sound of the earth contracting, maybe. I don't know.
Flat earth contractions?
It probably sounds a lot worse than that.
Mikey Omega, the dude from the Friendoverse Facebook group, sent me one concept design of flat earth, but it was Arctic, like where it's like flat earth disc, but it's covered by like a massive like Gulf of Arctic land.
Is that like the wall that keeps you from falling off the edge of the earth?
I guess so, yeah. I don't know. It's crazy. Anyways, what were we talking about? Tag titles?
Yeah, women's tag titles. Anyways, of course, right after this article went up on WWE.com, several women on the SmackDown roster tweeted about the potential of the formation of this tag division is what Becky Lynch had to say. She posted a picture of herself and Charlotte facing Mondays. Like we were the undisputed tag team champions of the world.
Yeah.
Peyton Royce tweeted, tag team match, you say, our specialty.
Peyton Royce was all over this.
Yeah.
So there was three different instances of her responding to this stuff. So there was that one. She also responded to Nikki Bella because Nikki Bella tweeted. She said,
Brie and I would love to put the snapback Nike Kicks jersey flannel headband and Twin Power back on in that WWE ring feeling pretty iconic.
Hey-o, she responded to that by saying, lol, actually a lot of lols, looks like Billy Kay and I need to teach these has-beens. That it's out with the old and in with the new. Wow. That's huge.
Yeah, this is definitely happening.
Yeah, no, this is totally. They would not be having. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Number one, I'm sure that the women there on SmackDown Live are probably actually super geeked about this.
Oh, yeah.
It just, you know, obviously tag matches, you have double the amount of people in the match, more screen time for more people. So there's that, my math is correct on that.
Yeah.
And so I guarantee, hopefully, I'm hoping that this isn't just, you know, because we've seen sometimes when the digital division, the right hand, isn't really like, you know, paying attention.
They're
to what the
not,
left
in,
hand
they're
is
not
doing.
In the booking room with they're, Vince and the writers.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so they'll say things or they'll put out things on the .com that, you know, the left hand over here, Vince, will be like, wait a second, I never approved it.
Yeah, I know.
And so hopefully this is a lot more than just that. This is, you know, maybe an idea they're floating out to social first.
Yeah.
And
to
having
get public reaction and then assuming it'll be great, which it will be because I think people would be very excited for
it. I think it's huge.
I think
it'd be great.
And then maybe running with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or we could hear an announcement on Tuesday. Who knows?
Yeah.
Oh, the Robert Stack, $10.
Robert Snacks in the house with $10.
Happy Monday, friendos. Thank you. Same to you. I'll be in L.A. next week.
Is he going to be here there permanently? We're in Sacramento. We're like a good 400 miles away from
that.
But is he going to be there permanently?
I don't know.
He needs to hook up with Matthew. Isn't Matthew E. Williams Esquire now an L.A. resident as well?
Yeah.
We need a whole coalition of friendos.
Yeah, man.
Down there in L.A.
L.A.
is a beautiful, beautiful place.
It is. So this would be great. What?
I saw like videos and pictures from the PWG show.
Yeah.
The second to last one, I believe, in Reseda.
Yeah.
And the Young Bucks last.
You know, they said Excalibur came out before the first show and said like the sale hasn't gone through yet. And so this could not be the second to last shows.
Oh,
there could be more.
Okay. So they're just teasing us, huh?
Well, I mean, I think they were expecting the sale to go through.
That's cool, man.
At a certain point, but it hasn't.
Yeah.
So it opens the door for maybe more shows.
That's like us, man, just announcing stuff before it's final. Steve Kuharski with a $5 super chat awaiting the arrival of my new logo shirt in the mail. Just wanted to say thank you for all the content. You guys are the best. No, you're the best.
Thank you, Broken Steve. That's Broken Steve.
Oh, Broken Steve.
Yeah.
Awesome. Anyways, yeah, what do you guys think about that? Would you guys be interested in the women's tag division? I think it'd be great.
Heck yes.
I think, and it makes all the sense in the world, like debuting Asuka in a tag match. And I love that aspect about it because she's tagging with, is it Becky Lynch?
Yeah.
Asuka. And then Becky Lynch was hitting up Charlotte saying, you know, floating that. So then that could be some conflict right there. Who's Becky Lynch going to tag with?
Yeah.
So they're already laying down the foundation for possible stories here.
Yes.
I think it'd be fantastic.
I think it's fantastic. They should hopefully do it. They will do it. Robert Stack, $5, says, just visiting from New York. I would love to visit Sacramento one day.
Not a lot going on here, but that'd be great to have you out here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's a burgeoning food and restaurant scene out here.
I love Sacramento. Sacramento's great, man. So mellow. I love just stepping, just coming to this office here in the village. Got chickens everywhere.
You got a lovely, quaint little neighborhood here.
Yeah, man. It's awesome. Anyways.
It's great.
We could sit here forever talking about Sacramento, but we might be sitting here forever watching the longest Royal Rumble event, Larson.
Yes.
Look at that. Look at that segue.
I thought I was the king of the segue. Guess not.
No, man. I'm taking that title from you, buddy.
Very well.
Anyways, so this morning I woke up to a couple people. No, I forget who it was. On Twitter, people were talking about.
Yeah, this is news over the weekend. This isn't new news. You're just slow to hear it.
Look, man, I check out. It's the weekend. I'm going to be dealing with that. What the heck? Anyways, we get this sort of rundown from Cage Side Seats. It sounds like the largest Royal Rumble is now going to be the longest Royal Rumble. I know it's called the greatest Royal Rumble. We make a joke saying it's the largest Royal Rumble because technically it might actually be the largest. I don't know if the WWE specifically has ever had like more than 50 men in a Rumble.
No, they haven't.
Largest. Not a Royal. Oh, yeah. Well, technically, if it's a Royal Rumble, then yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Previous largest was 40, so no.
I'm just saying in the history of, you know, the WWF, WWWF, have they ever had a battle royal bigger than 50 people?
I'd be surprised. I guess it could happen.
Maybe. Anyways. So, yeah, now it's looking like it's going to be the longest Royal Rumble event because, according to Cage Side, well, not according to Cage Side Seats, but they have a good rundown here. It says, including the one-hour kickoff, the show is scheduled to run for 6 hours, starting at 11 a.m. Eastern time. So we're not going to make the kickoff.
No.
Considering the depth of the card and the fact that the company wanted to go all out for its new deal with Saudi Arabia, that sounds about right. So, yeah. That's really long. Like your assertion that the WrestleMania was the go home show
for largest Royal Rumble.
It's pretty apropos.
Yeah,
yeah. But anyways, we will be here.
So I think Elias said something over the weekend that the largest Royal Rumble is on par with Mania this year. Like in his estimation,
who said that?
Elias.
That's awesome. Do you see all the pictures of the superstars playing with like little animals?
Yeah,
that was been nice. Uh-huh. That's nice.
Uh-huh.
Anyways. That's really long, man.
It's a long show. Super long. It will be as long as Mania, the main card.
The thing that cracked me up about it is that this morning I tweeted out from the Going In Raw account. I said, wait, this is going to be how long? And then people were responding with their actual, like friendos were responding with the amount of time they thought it was going to be. Some people were saying, probably 90 minutes, maybe an hour.
Oh, the actual match?
No, I didn't. Well, I don't know.
Whole show.
They would just respond with time. And I'm like, no, it's going to be a lot longer now.
Yeah, we need context in terms of what you're talking about. Like the actual Rumble match might be about an hour and 20 minutes.
So 50 men, what do they do it every 30 seconds or an hour?
Usually every,
I'm sorry, every
an hour. It's a lot longer than that. Every minute usually. Yeah.
Every minute.
So that's, it starts out with two people. Yeah. So that's only 48 entrants after that.
Yeah.
But there's still a minute break. So you get 49 minutes after the first two people get in and then eliminations.
Yeah.
But they're, you know, they're a little fuzzy with the, when they start that clock, there's something going on. They'll usually wait a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, it'll probably be about anywhere from 65 to 80 minutes.
Yeah. That was a long time.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out this week and I give myself a budget of $25.
All right.
I'm going to find the comfiest lawn chair I can find. All right. Cause like the ones we have here kill the back. They're not good.
Yeah. I'm just going to sit in my office chair cause that's comfy.
You never responded. You never said anything when I asked you this morning.
Oh, I think my response spoke volumes.
All you did was give me factual information.
Yeah.
You said that's including the kickoff.
Uh-huh.
What does that have to do with me sitting in your chair?
Nothing, because you're not going to be sitting in it.
Why didn't you just say, did you answer the poll?
I did.
Which answer did you give on the poll?
What do you think?
Hilton's not real.
That was a close second.
If I were to go with the odds, like 80%, I want to see what that poll
was. It was like 60-something percent.
So I put up a poll. I said, Larson, can I sit in your chair?
No, you're not going to sit in my chair. Absolutely not.
Can you at least like can you be somewhat diplomatic about it? You have to be rude about it.
How about being rude and just being matter of fact?
You're being kind of a dick right now, to be honest with you.
What do you expect? It's my chair. It's the comfiest chair in this whole office.
An hour of it is for that, in your shitty voice. An hour of it is for the kickoff show.
Yeah.
I know that, Dad.
Spoke volumes, man.
You know what I did? I sent you the gif of me drinking a beer. Just
I'm so immune to that now.
Look at that. No, you're not. Look, does that make you feel rage?
No.
It does. Where's my pole?
It probably makes you feel rage because you have long hair in there.
Oh, wow.
I liked it.
Yes is coming back in a big way.
Whatever.
Look at this. 873. Whatever. 873 votes. 20%, 27% of people say, yes, I should be able to use your comfy office chair. Only 8% say no.
Yeah.
And then 65% of people claim that Hilton is not real.
Okay.
Anyways.
Well, people have spoken. Yeah. You're not sitting in my office chair.
This is a hell of a match card, though. Is there any chance this is actually going to be better than WrestleMania? Well, okay.
There's a chance it could be. It's a WrestleMania caliber card plus a Royal Rumble.
I'll put it this way. Is it possible that this is going to be better than WrestleMania on the men's side of things?
Okay.
Because there is still the fact that no women. This is a 6-hour show with no women.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
It is pretty bad. It's real bad,
that's
actually.
That's so terrible.
It's pretty lame.
In fact, okay, so we need. I was going to make this announcement when we actually figured out what we're going to do.
We can make half an announcement.
We'll make half an announcement. So here's what we're doing. Because like the fact is we're researching it. So we are going to be doing a reaction stream. It's not going to include the kickoff show because, you know, we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
We got kids. I got to drop them off at school.
I got to stop and get donuts and coffee.
That's more important part of the process. So here's the deal. This is what we're going to do. Not to get too deep into it because we all know the deal here. Saudi Arabia apparently doesn't let women perform in these type things. I don't know the specifics of what it is, but it's shitty. And we all know it's shitty. You got to take the bad with the good, right? So we're going to pull a Drake Maverick and turn a positive into a negative. I'm joking. I'm turning a negative into a positive. So half the super chat money that we pull in from our reaction live stream at the longest Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
We are going to be donating to a local charity. We don't know which one. We're doing some research. We have a couple in mind. And so that we're going to be doing that, sort of a women centric charity, if you will. We've got there's like a shelter, there's like a women empowerment type thing. And so we're going to be giving half of our super chat money during that reaction stream to, a charity that we're going to figure out, or hopefully we'll figure it out today. So that's what we're going to be doing.
Yes. We got a couple super chats.
We'll making take. A positive into a negative.
Other way.
It's the other way around.
Gustavo Gama, $2. It says, take it off. Maybe. Charvel Myers, $2. 6-hour sausage fest is real.
The longest sausage fest. The WWE's longest sausage fest.
So let's do a quick rundown of this card. We'll do our predictions later in the week, of course.
Yeah.
Of course, you got the largest Royal Rumble, 50 men.
Mm-hmm.
Triple H versus John Cena. That's a heck of a match.
Who do you think is going over there?
Triple H. Undertaker versus... Well, it's our predictions yet, man.
Oh.
Undertaker versus Rusev. Lesnar versus Reigns for the Universal title, Styles versus Nakamura for the WWE title. You got Seth versus Finn versus Miz versus Samoa Joe for the Intercontinental title. But there was talk that Bobby Lashley was going to get added to that match.
Mm.
Jeff Hardy versus Jinder Mahal for the US title. Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt versus Sheamus and Cesaro
for
the Raw tag team titles. Bludgeon Brothers versus Usos for the SmackDown tag titles, and then Cedric Alexander versus. The
new winner, wrestler, TBA.
The winner of the 205 Live Gauntlet match happening
this Tuesday
for the Cruiserweight Championship.
Yeah.
So that is a heck of a card.
No, it's a you know, again, when you remove the no women out of, you know, from the equation, it's a stacked card. It sucks that there's always just that sort of dark cloud lingering over it, you know? Because it's hard to, like, be enthusiastic about what is a fantastic card.
Yeah. Because if you add Asuka versus Becky Lynch to it or Sasha versus Bayley,
I mean,
man, it kicks that card up a whole other notch.
You have to ask yourself, I wonder, number one, I don't know if anybody has, but has anybody during any of these live conference calls, anybody asked WWE, like Triple H or Stephanie or whomever, about, have they made any announcements or said anything publicly about,
not that I'm aware of,
that fact? That's a question they're going to have an answer to.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's no way to, it's not, look, man, the bottom line is that every, you know, they have their business, they have their price, And it sucks. It totally, they can just say, you know what? No, we're not going to accept this money because, you know, if our female performers can't perform, then we don't want any part of it. I mean, maybe they'll take the tact of, you know, well, this is going to get more eyes. Maybe this will just increase demand to see the women perform if more eyes are going to be on the product, you know, via the internet or whatever. I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, it's not really a lot they can say.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm trying to find if they'd have spoken about it yet. It doesn't look like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it yet.
All right. Well, I mean, somebody's going to have to answer that question.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's move on and talk about Impact Wrestling, Larson.
Do we have to? I thought we usually talk about...
Would you stop with that attitude?
Impact for non-news.
Would you stop with that attitude?
What attitude?
It's a new day, Larson. We're about to talk spoilers from Impact Redemption.
All right.
So if you care about that stuff...
Are you still going to quiz me on the results of the card to see if I pay attention at all? If I know what happened?
So I only know two of the results because I'm planning on watching it. I'm going to watch it. But we're going to talk about this because it's a very important question. Is Impact Wrestling finally doing things
right, Larson?
Let's
go through the results of Redemption. Then I think the question answers itself.
All right, listen.
Spoilers ahead.
Impact Wrestling has a new champion. One of Larson's favorite wrestlers on the scene these days.
Yeah.
Penta Cero Miedo.
Well, he's going by Pentagon Jr. since he's still, this is the Lucha Underground version of Penta. The indies, he's Penta Cero Miedo.
You have to be careful because you might say Penta Zero Shit.
I know, and I don't want to say that because he's great.
And because Miedo means fear.
Yes.
Penta No Fear.
No Fear, that's his thing.
Right. Can we just say Penta No Fear from now on? Because I personally keep on accidentally saying Penta No Shit.
Yeah, I'll just call him Pentagon Jr. because in Impact, he's Pentagon Jr. In Lucha Underground, he's Pentagon Jr.
It's like when we used to call this show Going in Raw the Dirt Sheets. It's probably easy for somebody who English is not their first language to say Going in Raw the Dirt Shit because shit and sheets kind of the same. So there
you go.
Right. Fear and shit in Spanish kind of sound the same. It's the way they say it.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyways.
Well, it does. That's factual. Robbie 1896 has a €5 super chat. Do you guys think that Renee Young will still... Well, that is kind of a cute...
I don't know.
That's actually a really good question.
I don't know.
To what extent are they going to eliminate women from this thing? Are they not going to show any video packages that, like... Are they going to basically do, like, a one-day, like, erasure of women from their company for this thing?
I have no idea.
Because, like, if they show their video packages up on the big screen...
Carry on. I'm
that I'm show that show any women doing that are there are you know is the government of Saudi Arabia going to be like, hold on a second, no,
I have no idea
taking that money
again
back.
I'm trying to find some information on that and I can't find anything.
I don't know, man.
It's crazy. Anyways, W.S. Fletcher,
the brain surgeon,
1999. Sorry guys, probably won't be able to make the greatest Royal Rumble. I have to teach class Friday in clinicals. I'd love to donate for Friday. I hope to try.
How about we do this instead of live react to the greatest Royal Rumble? We live react to a W.S. Fletcher brain class.
Oh, I think that'd be great.
He teaches classes about how the brain works.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
It is fascinating stuff.
I want to know what's wrong with my head.
Well, I mean, that could be a whole major right there. What's wrong with Steve's head?
Carnage rage. He said carnage.
I can't talk today, man. $5. What do you think of the new Impact titles? Okay, before we get to Redemption, before that show happened, they released pictures of these new belts.
I tweeted, I Instagrammed them out. I'm trying, hey, look, we're only like a couple Instagram follows away from like 5,000 there. Instagram at Steve and Larson.
Yeah.
Go follow us. We're 100 away.
All right.
From 5,000.
Well, I thought you said two before that.
Couple.
Well, there's a huge difference between 100 and two.
The difference is 98.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
I was in physics class as a junior and you're a senior.
Couldn't get through calculus though. Anyways.
Too busy doing drugs.
These new belts, you know, they're a little too owl heavy. But I think the overall aesthetic of them, I find relatively pleasing.
Oh, come on. They're not owl heavy.
There's a huge owl on the tag title.
Well, it's... Yeah, no, there's an owl on all of them.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There's too much owl. But I think the overall aesthetic is pretty good.
There's like a stylized owl face that's really small compared to the rest of the belt on each of these. And it's kind of... Okay, and on the... I don't see one on the Knockouts title.
All right.
Anyways, overwhelmingly, I put these out on the Instagram.
No, I think they look pretty good.
Overwhelmingly, people were into them.
Yeah. I like on the tag titles how the writing on it is on a diagonal.
Yeah.
It makes it look very dynamic.
Yeah.
No, I think overall the design of sticks pretty good. I thought they all look pretty solid.
No, I think they look great because they don't have just a sticker on the front that says Impact covering up, obviously, Global Force Wrestling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a huge leap forward.
They look great.
Corey Weakland, $20. If social media was around the 90s, do you think there would have been a lull in wrestling popularity after the Attitude Era? No.
That's a massive. That's like a really... That's a big alternate universe question that's like probably too complex for us to answer.
Yeah.
I don't know because I think social media has had a massive impact, especially in the boom of the indie scene.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's been absolutely huge.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's so easy to share videos of indie stuff now.
That being said, I don't know.
Keep your phone out because we got to still talk Redemption.
Yeah, okay. So let's talk about this. They set up what everybody says is a terrific match, a rematch from the WrestleCon match or from the Wrestle...
It was
the Impact versus Lucha Underground thing, yeah. Right? Which itself was a last minute deal because they fired Alberto El Patron for not showing up.
But there's a report over the weekend, I quoted it here, from 401 Mania, I believe, that said Del Rio was originally scheduled to win this match at Redemption had he not been fired. So
their A plan was a terrible move.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But what they, you know, sort of like on, what was that pay-per-view last year? TLC, whatever it was, when there was the mumps and or meningitis running through the locker room and WWE was forced to make some last minute changes and it worked for the benefit of the show.
Right.
This seems to be the case.
Yeah.
Where it seems like Impact was forced to make a move. They're a bit of a crossroads. They seem like, okay, either we could stick with what we used to do in the past, which they would have done if Del Rio had not been fired.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can try something new.
Yeah.
We can focus on younger superstars, up and coming superstars. Like I said before, I feel like Impact, and I hope they don't, view their competition as WWE. Their competition is Ring of Honor. But what they should aspire to is NXT.
Mm-hmm.
They have the talent on the roster to put on some of the best wrestling in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And if they focus on that, keep the storylines just pretty basic, focus on decent character and great wrestling, they can turn the corner.
I feel like this batch of... This regime, if you will,
yeah,
has the best chance at making them relevant. Going from 250,000 or 200,000 viewers
around 400, right?
On cable TV up to what they're... I mean, they've doubled over the past 6 months. That's no small feat. And they're doing it with exactly what you're saying. When you bring in Austin Aries...
He's a good bridge guy to bridge your past to your future.
Yeah.
Because he adds legitimacy as a former Impact star, former champion. But if you surround him with building blocks for the future, like Pentagon Jr., like Eddie
Moose.
Edwards,
yeah.
Like Moose,
yeah,
that's going to go a long way in terms of building your company,
yeah.
Rebuilding your company,
yeah.
And making them way more successful than they ever were.
They have been very good lately at making the right steps and, more importantly, building the right relationships to... Oh, and making some very smart moves on social media,
mm-hmm.
being very active on Twitter, mm-hmm. really promoting their product in a positive way. For example, on Raw, when Kurt Angle said, "I hear TNA is hiring," like we all were like, "Whoa!" I mean, basically because number one, it's kind of a burn. Number two,
they've never mentioned TNA before,
so it was kind of stunning. But you know, Impact. They didn't shoot back. They just posted up a shot of their roster, which, like you said, is actually very impressive.
Yeah.
They've got some really great names. And they just said, you know, we are Impact. So, yeah, Joe Juarez right here, $2 Super Chat, sums it up perfectly. Impact should do like New Japan, be your own best thing.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned, you said, you know, they should be trying to compete or trying to be the contemporary of Ring of Honor or NXT,
yeah.
Which are kind of contemporaries
yeah.
in their own way. But, you know, 2 weeks ago they had Matt Sydal versus Austin Aries in a title versus title match. And it was a phenomenal match. Had a lot of people talking.
Yeah.
So you're right. If they keep on doing that, I mean, the fact that they had, you know, Rey Fenix, Pentagon Jr., and Austin Aries in a triple threat match mm-hmm. for their title,
mm-hmm.
that's a great match.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people have said that.
If that happened out on the independent scene, I mean, that'd be a huge, huge marquee event.
Did you see the
massive?
Did you see the GIF of the actual finish of that match? I mean, it's difficult not to see these things.
Is that the package pile driver spot?
With yeah, Ray on his back.
Yeah. Pentagon's done that before.
It was great.
Yeah.
No, I know, but still.
Oh, no, it's fantastic.
For that to be, which is a fantastic spot,
yeah.
to be.
The finish, I know, it's fantastic.
The finish is great.
Pentagon's awesome. He's so awesome.
We saw Don Callis and Scott DeMore, both, you know, the heads of Impact now,
yeah,
the creative heads, at the Strong Style Evolve show.
Yeah, they were walking around the concourse a lot.
Building relationships. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. No, I definitely think they're heading in the right direction now that Pentagon Jr. is a champion. I guess I kind of have to start watching, at least paying attention somewhat to Impact.
Well, that's the thing. The show, and I think, yeah, but that's the
maybe
thing.
Maybe parts. I don't know.
Well, I come in on Fridays, man. Come in Fridays. I'll just start doing some work and have it on in the background. I'm probably going to bring back Steve Reviews. You're all welcome right. to join me if you want to. I know you do things on Friday.
Yeah, sometimes. Also, Tessa Blanchard made her Impact debut at Redemption, and yeah. she's fantastic.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. you know.
They're adding some really awesome talent to the company,
mm-hmm.
and as long as they focus on the strengths they have, which is namely really really good wrestling,
yeah.
and some really charismatic talent,
and they can go far. Yeah, that's the thing too, is that you've got they've got Jimmy Jacobs also yeah. in a yeah. managerial role for yeah. Congo Kong, and he's been doing some. They had a match, Congo Kong and John Morrison at the go home for Redemption. I don't know what they did with them on the actual Redemption card. I'm trying to keep away from spoilers, but I've seen like a couple of gifs. I've seen like Scott Steiner and yeah. Eli Drake are now
Scott
the tag
Steiner
champions.
Was there.
Exactly. And he had a great promo that he cut on LAX and Conan,
yeah.
which is fantastic. Conan's always really good.
Yeah.
They do. They've got a lot of good pieces over there.
LAX was super impressive that live event we
yeah.
went to.
Yeah.
They were really good.
Yeah. A couple other super chats here before we continue on. We had one
from Courtney Summers.
Courtney Summers.
$10. Hey there, friendos. I want to know how you think WWE would successfully pull off the women's tag titles, use indie talent maybe to supplement the division. Really, I think cross-brand would be the best idea.
Mm-hmm.
So now all the pay-per-views are you know, dual brand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it'd be fantastic.
Yeah, they could pull it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, use tournaments. They also have, I mean, so they could totally supplement from the indie scene out there. However, mm-hmm. they signed so many names from the Mae Young Classic.
Yeah.
They've got the Mae Young Classic 2 coming up, so they're obviously probably going to be pulling from there. There's absolutely enough talent under their current umbrella to do it.
Yes. Carnage Rage, $5. If Aleister Black gets called up, will he feud with Nakamura? Probably not right away, but at some point, that'd be great. Matt Dale, $16, $2. Spoiler, Super Eric returns, becomes Impact champ. I don't know what that means.
Who's Super Eric?
I have no idea.
See, again, that might be
no
an Impact
idea.
Thing. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
We're going to learn, though.
Are
we're
we?
Gonna learn about it.
Are we?
We're going to learn about it.
I don't know. I might like read some recaps, maybe.
Okay, well, look, that's okay. You do what you want to do, but they're doing good things right now.
No, I acknowledge that. Have they got to the point where it's like NXT, where it's must-watch wrestling TV?
Yeah.
All right. Let me know what
no,
it is.
No. No. But not... I'm trying to figure out... for one thing, it's 2 hours long.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of commercials.
Actually, the main reason that I don't watch Impact is because I edit Matt Chat Thursday nights.
Yeah.
But if we change how we do it a little bit, namely do it all live...
Live to tape.
Yeah. yeah then it can open up some time in my schedule.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm probably just going to come in on Fridays and watch it and then do my review right afterwards. Because this past Friday, we were just sort of setting up the office and doing
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, you're doing some decorations.
Yeah.
Putting up some decorations and decorating.
But my thing is this. You do your thing. Look, as long as we keep on doing our Monday through Thursday, our core program, I don't give a shit what you do. Because we do, you know, during the week, we do a lot.
Yeah.
And so you need your time. But I get so antsy. So like my wife works on Fridays, my kid's in school. And so if I had Fridays to do nothing, I wouldn't get, I get so antsy.
Yeah.
And like, I'm just like, I don't know what to do with myself. So I'd rather be working.
Yeah.
I enjoy what we do.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. I don't know exactly how being here now is going to affect my Fridays either.
Let me ask you this.
So
I would think that your head. So right now I think your head, like if Impact is right here, your head's right here. Before it was, your head was over here. But now I think your head's
180 degrees away.
You'll be, yeah. So, yeah, you're over here. Now you might be right here, right? Where's your head going to be when they do a talent swap with New Japan?
It would explode because I don't think it's ever going to happen.
How would you say it's never going to? Let me ask you something. If 3 months ago I said Penta's going to be their world champion.
Well, 3 months ago, I think they'd already signed the deal with Lucha Underground. Yeah, that was a long time before that. They had a deal with Lucha Underground as far as sharing talent. That happened a while ago. That's when Johnny Mundo showed up.
Oh, yeah.
Taya
yeah.
Valkyrie. That's all because
but
they
But still,
deal
Penta's
with...
a big name.
Oh, I know.
Penta's
yeah.
the current, I think he's the current Lucha Underground champion.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, they got Don Callis.
I know. I'm not saying
that's going to happen.
They're going to pursue it. I just don't see what's in it for New Japan.
Well, it's a talent swap, so New Japan would get some talent over there.
I understand the
what wouldn't be in it for New Japan.
Well, I mean, A, granted, it's a different regime. They had a really bad relationship with Impact at one point. Also, if they want to come in here, New Japan that is, and make some gains in the States, they don't need Impact to do that. They can do that themselves. And if they really want Impact talent, none of them are under full, or very few of them are under full-time contracts, they can just sign them if they really like them.
Yeah.
But I don't really see what's in it for New Japan.
Well, they have the talent. They have like good talent over there, so that they would say, "Hey, some of your guys come over here for like a show or two, or run an angle."
No, I understand
some of our guys come over here.
The idea of it,
and then it's like cross promoting.
I understand that.
So like Impact has these what?
I just don't feel like New Japan has much to gain. Impact has a ton to gain. If they can get even, you know, like mid card guys, from New Japan, that's massive for them. I don't really see how New Japan have a lot to gain from it.
Well, they like.
I understand they'd be
talent pool.
I understand they're already stacked.
Right.
There's already plenty of wrestlers in New Japan's roster that probably didn't get the time they deserve.
Yeah.
Anyways, Charvel Myers.
It's like a talent swap.
Oh, sorry. No, I understand how it works. Matt Dell, $16, $2. Super Eric was Eric Young superhero gimmick.
Oh, okay, I figured it might have been something like that, but I don't know.
Charvel Myers, $2. Rip going in raw view. Not quite yet.
It's not. I mean, it's on life support, kind of.
Yeah.
Because we haven't done it in a while.
Yeah.
But it's still something, even if we did, because I think last time we did it, we were doing it like on a monthly basis.
Yeah.
And I think that's still realistic. It's just you know.
I don't know if I got to watch, Impact every week. I don't know.
You don't have to watch Impact.
What?
You don't have to watch Impact.
Well, if Pentagon Jr. is champion.
Well, you can if you want to.
There's a serious incentive to watch it.
Yeah. Anyways. We have a Raw preview. Biggest news tonight for Raw. Holy crap.
Booker T is coming back.
I'm so excited.
That's what
he
said. I think it was Brad Gilmore. Posted a video on Twitter where he was asked, will we ever see Booker T do any more commentating on Raw? And he said, yeah, Monday. So,
yeah, I know. I like that.
Great news. Great, great, great news. Super excited about that. What else is happening on Raw? Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to open this damn Raw preview.
Brock Lesnar's going to be there.
Raw preview. Raw preview.
So there's that.
Son of a bitch. Let's see here.
I have it up right now.
WWE.com.
So the first item, this is all from WWE.com, their official Raw preview. The Conqueror cometh. So Brock is there, probably to talk trash, or actually Heyman be the trash talker, to Reigns to try to hype their Universal title match for largest, longest Royal Rumble.
The Conqueror cometh.
Yeah, I just said that,
Universal
man.
Champion Brock Lesnar utterly dismantled Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. But despite suffering a painful defeat on the grandest stage of them all, the big dog remains determined to defeat the beast incarnate in their rematch inside a steel cage. I'm looking forward to predictions.
Yeah.
Superstar shakeup aftermath. There's
so,
a picture
of course,
of the Riot
a lot of
squad.
New talent on Raw. They say, quote, what new alliances and rivalries will emerge now that these new competitors have made Team Red their home?
Yeah, man. Well, we know Drew McIntyre and Dolph Ziggler are a team.
Yeah.
That's an alliance.
We know Riot Squad are a team.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, they're a team.
They're a team.
They're a team.
They're totally taking the T-Bar role, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's totally happening.
They're
going to
be the tag division.
They're
going to
be the tag champions coming up very soon. Who else is strong in their tag, in Raw's tag division
Authors
now?
Of Pain.
Whoa, that could be
fun. So at a certain point, yes. Fun.
But I think Authors of Pain are going to continue down the job route. I think they're going to probably...
By SummerSlam,
they're going to slot Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
By SummerSlam, Authors of Pain might be winning those tag titles.
But they're going to be winning. If they win them, it's going to be off of Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. I think they're going to win those sooner than later.
Yeah.
Who are the but Woken.
There's no tag champions right now.
Matt and Bray.
Yeah. Who knows?
That'd be fun seeing Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn in the Hardy compound.
That'd be great. Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Will Stephanie McMahon continue to overrule Kurt Angle's decisions?
Of course, she was the one that signed Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, not Kurt Angle. So there's a power struggle going on Raw.
Yeah.
And WWE.com here says, will opportunistic superstars like Owens and Zayn take advantage?
Yeah.
Answer to that is yes.
Yeah.
Next, could we soon have Woken Raw tag team champion? I don't agree with what they say because the answer to that is yes. They're totally winning those titles at a largest Royal Rumble because T-Bar... Going to SmackDown.
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
Bri Guy, Ty Guy, $199. Where did this money come from? That was his super chat.
Where did what money come from?
I guess he means the money that he contributed, I guess.
Where did that money come from? Is there a $2 tree that has just $2 bills?
It has to be a $199 tree.
I'm still really curious about that. Because we have so many that are so, like, look, the last two were like evens, right?
Yeah.
But we've had plenty of people with the $4.99, the $1.99.
Maybe someone just wants to give money, but like $2 is just too much. So it's $1.99.
Is it an option?
Here, I've never donated Super Chat to anybody that I can recall. Or if I did, it was a while ago.
Can I donate Super Chat to us?
Try. I just want to know if there's like fixed amounts or you can do what you want. See, like when you do the slider, right, it's even increments.
But then I can obviously change this. Why would anybody change this to 1 cent less?
Oh, yeah, maybe they just don't want to give two full dollars, so they'll do $1.99.
But you understand that it's happened like an oddly large number of times.
I know. It's just something funny about giving $4.99 because you're not quite giving $5.
Look, you and I have that sense of humor, but we're very strange.
I mean, other people might have that sense of humor. I don't know.
Doesn't seem likely.
I don't know.
Can somebody explain this to me, like in a way that actually does make sense? Anyways.
Because the amount that shows up on our screen is before YouTube takes their cut.
Right, yeah. That's gross right there.
Yeah. So oh, J.S. Wooten says it depends on message length.
Mobile. It's mobile. Big Mike hits us with the knowledge. Go. It's mobile. That's what it is.
Thank you.
Big Mike. Big Mike.
There you go. Thank you.
Anyways, we're going to answer some questions right now. Why don't you, if people have good questions here in chat or the super chats.
Savage DW 199 says it's 199 because Larson won't too sweet Steve.
Can you too sweet me?
No.
Why not,
man? It takes
man?
A lot more than 199.
Come on, dude.
A bunch of extra
loosen
zeros.
Loosen up a little bit.
No way.
No?
Corey Weakland, 235.
Oh, what is that? That's just
Emilio Hernandez, $4.20. Hey, just land in Arizona listening to the pod. Thank you, Emilio.
420. Did you do anything fun for 420? Did you?
That was on Friday, right?
What's
I came
that?
Over here. We worked.
Yeah, we worked and got high as shit. Oh, look at that. R. Grant, pound 1357. Just gave you a follow on Instagram. Thank you.
Cool.
Mr. 42 new followers. Wow, we're only 50 away. We're 50 many away.
Mr. Jacobs.
Hitting 5,000.
Mr. Jacobs asks, are we good?
No. No. No.
I thought you said you had questions at the ready.
No, man.
Michael Carlson, favorite ECW promo.
Oh, so, okay, original ECW, I'd have to think about that for a second. But altogether ECW when Heyman was in the ring for the one night stand.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where he said JBL, the only reason you're champion is because Triple H didn't want to work on Tuesdays. That's a great line.
Yeah,
that was always a great line. There was a lot of great lines in that promo, and it felt so special.
Yeah, Foley's promo work in ECW was outstanding. Gorilla Strong, $2, longtime friendo here. Keep up the great work, guys. Thank you. CCC community 314 because we find it funny.
Because I find it funny.
Mr. Hellking, $20.01.
Oh,
21
dear.
Because Larson didn't too sweet.
Oh dear.
Do you get the 20 and I get the penny? Is that how it works
yes,
out?
Yes, exactly. Do you like my new gift?
Yeah.
So that's good, right?
My horrible acting.
I think you're a good actor. All right, let's see here. Questions on the Twitters. Oh, great question. Might be question of the week. Christopher Munn, how much extra business do you think Shoney's gets because Scott Steiner is back? You can ask that in a more broad way. How much extra business do you think that Shoney's gets because of Scott Steiner owning
just
that Shoney's?
And the fact that he's, I would assume, a somewhat public face.
Would they see a percentage increase now that he's a tag team champion of the world?
Perchance, if they utilize that fact in their marketing.
You know what?
Come visit Impact Tag Team Champion Scott Steiner this Tuesday at Shoney's in Ackworth, Georgia.
You know what I appreciate is that he's infinitely more relatable now, given that his Frankensteiner that he pulled off this past weekend was probably a lot like one if I pulled it off.
Yeah, that's landing
in which
right on
I
head.
Would simply land on my head
yeah.
and knock myself out for a couple moments.
Yeah.
I do appreciate that he gave the middle finger prior to doing so, though.
Yeah.
He's like, screw you, I'm going to fall on my head now. Because I'm a fat-ass fat man. There's this portly wrestler called Richard Justice, Dick Justice. I don't know what his name is. An Impact.
All right.
And he just sort of hangs out backstage, and he's the guy. He calls himself the wrestler in waiting or something like that.
Oh, that's
so. If anybody, you know, can't make it,
yeah,
he's
yeah.
the guy who's ready to go.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Well, Scott Steiner and Eli Drake were walking around backstage during like the go home.
That's a pretty fantastic pairing, I'll admit.
Or at Redemption. It is. At Redemption, maybe it was that. And he just shoves Richard Justice, who's just hanging out backstage. Scott Steiner says, "I hate fat asses."
Jeffrey Nguyen, 299, just tuned in. Can I get a quick recap? Women's tag divisions, maybe.
Yeah.
Longest Royal Rumble, announced the runtime.
Definitely longest.
Impact. Are they turning? Are they turning the corner?
Will Larson watch Impact? Yay or nay?
To be decided.
Oh wow!
Raw preview.
Okay.
Now question time.
Yeah, now it's question time. Joaquin Cardenas. What's the best feud for Dean Ambrose when he finally returns? Will he ever win the big championship again in his career? In his career is a long time, and
yeah,
he is very popular.
I know.
So the stars could align. It's just there's a lot of competition.
Yes.
Who do you want to see him feud with when he
probably,
comes back?
Probably Samoa Joe or T-Bar. Well, Samoa Joe is the one that injured him.
Mm-hmm.
Kayfabe, so it should be him. Shane Roberts here in chat. Can you rank your top five favorite wrestlers? His is Triple H.
Triple H is in my top five. Austin, Punk, Triple H, Farmer Brown, and Mildred Burke.
HBK... Minoru Suzuki.
Okay.
Eddie Guerrero.
Okay.
I'll have to think more about
who
it.
Who is the Garvin who is friends with the Freebirds?
Jimmy.
And Jimmy Garvin. He's in there too.
I guess so.
The thing I liked about Jimmy Garvin is that he was supposed to be like a real handsome guy and he really wasn't. He was 80s handsome.
Well,
he wasn't like, yeah, he was like 80s regular dude handsome.
Daniel Hamilton, $2. I'm glad Hope is returning to Impact.
I think it is, man. I think it is.
Cheeseburger 817 is Roman Reigns now the modern Scott Steiner, as he also calls Samoa Joe fat.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
Asked if Roman Reigns is the modern day Scott Steiner because he calls Samoa Joe fat.
Man, there will never be another Scott Steiner. Let's see here. Jova asks us to power rank other heroes / characters Mustafa Ali should come out as. So I'm not sure. He came out as his own version of a superhero, his own version of Iron Man.
Yeah. There, it seemed very influenced by Iron Man. He has the hand thing. There's a circle thing over his heart. Vision.
I would like to see Mustafa Ali as Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be good too.
$4.99 super chat on mobile from Jeffrey Nguyen. Have you guys checked out the New Japan Wrestlers in Yakuza 6? Got hit the three Destinos from Naito. Man, I'm going to play that game.
All right.
It
looks cool.
I want to get to the New Japan characters. Yeah. The models are great.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Yeah.
The Okada there looks like Okada. So does the Naito.
I know, they're fantastic. Harry Flynn wants to know what happened to the WrestleMania 34 live reactions video. So it was such a mess.
Yeah.
I was thinking about maybe cutting it to be like, you know, quicker reactions to things happening, but I simply didn't have the time for it.
Here's a problem. Our internet here was so bad.
Yeah.
That, because I went back after we did it and rewatched some of it to see how awful it was. So we'll be talking about something and then it'll glitch and we'll skip ahead 10, 15 seconds.
Yeah.
And we were already so behind
mm-hmm.
with the actual feed, trying to sync that up in any way
mm-hmm.
with the actual show be near impossible.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Got a couple more super chats there.
Yeah. Tommy Cat, $5. Which will be a bigger fail for All In? No CM Punk or not getting 10,000 in attendance? Thanks for a nose. Keep up being awesome. I think not getting 10,000 because that was the whole stated goal of the thing.
That was the point.
So if they don't get 10,000 people in that building or anywhere close to it, that's going to seem like a huge fail. You know, if the show is good, that's really all that's important to me.
Yeah, no, I agree. If they end up with like 3,000, then it's going to be, whoa,
yeah.
What the
yeah.
hell? What yeah. the hell just happened there? But yeah, I mean, if they end up with, I'd say 7 or up, they can consider that like a spiritual victory.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, well, you know, we had some enthusiasm.
I think the overall point of the show is to show that we're entering into a new phase
yeah.
of independent wrestling. And if they get anywhere close to filling up that building, it's going to be a massive win.
Mm-hmm.
And if CM Punk doesn't show up, it's not going to. I mean, it's disappointing because I think people may be expecting it, but they haven't announced it and they never promised it. So, Power Packers 90, $5. The hearts on the Impact Women's Belt side plates are in an owl's face. So there's owls on the women's title.
They have hearts on the women's title?
I guess so.
Do they have hearts? I like hearts. Put them on the men's title. What the hell?
Yeah.
I like love.
Yeah.
Oh, good question here from at Nick PWWE. What was your personal favorite year in wrestling?
Last year, 2017.
I'm going to say 2001. For everything we did and everything that was actually happening in the world of wrestling, 2017 was damn good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
But if we're talking like historical, like coming up in the land, 2001, because there was all
the
crazy.
I think also the quality of actual in-ring product was maybe never better than it was last year.
Yeah, no, I agree with that completely.
That's kind of why I'm saying it too.
2001 was great because WCW closed and WWF got them.
Yeah.
And we had all that. We had the amazing invasion angle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was great.
It was awesome.
Angel Master 765, who should defeat Shayna Baszler for the NXT Women's title? Candice LeRae.
Yeah, after like a really long, awesome, brutal feud, it should be Candice LeRae.
Oh, this is an interesting question. Alec Anoa'i. If a Bloodsport reboot gets made, should Braun Strowman get the role of Ray Jackson? Which WWE superstar should get the role of Frank Dux?
I'm assuming Frank Dux is...
That's Jean-Claude, yeah.
Jean-Claude.
And his friend.
Well, obviously it should be Rob Van Dam.
Oh, that's too easy. We need an active wrestler in WWE.
Aleister Black.
That's good. You have more questions, Steve?
Yeah, I'm looking at him. Richard Morris. Why do you think the WWE was so hesitant to put together a Beast versus Demon or Dead Man versus Demon storyline for Finn? So we had heard rumors that it was supposed to be Finn versus Brock at the Rumble.
Yeah, but then there was rumors that Finn wasn't over enough or something like that. Anyways, Vince just changed his mind. He probably wanted Brock to, with the exception of AJ, just beat larger competitors, potentially competitors that can rival his own dominance on the way to Mania to make him seem like the most dominant thing in all of wrestling. That's probably why.
Yeah, if the I don't know. Like it's impossible to understand Vince's thinking, really.
Yeah.
And to understand why that decision was made. It's an interesting question. It might be some combination of what you're saying and the rumor. Like I could see it being from what you're saying, I could see the logic maybe being, well, Vince was on sort of a monster kick at the time. Like he saw how successful SummerSlam was with all the monsters in that match.
Yeah.
And it might have made the eventual coronation of Roman Reigns, which by the way is still to actually take place.
Still waiting for that.
It might have made that more impactful if Brock were to withstand giant men like that as opposed to a small. I mean, you know, they had that great match with AJ Styles, but it wouldn't be in Vince's mind. I could see it maybe being not as impressive if a smaller guy like Finn put up a good fight against Brock.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and also, you know, there's it seems like at least some in the company are very high on Finn.
Yeah.
And so they may thought that he would have. Coming out the short end of that feud would be a detriment to Finn going forward.
Mikey Omega, $2 super chat. Of course, Mikey Omega is the admin / owner of the Friendoverse closed Facebook group. Go check it out. It's a great place.
Yes.
$2 super chat. Are you guys ready to lose the greatest Royal Rumble picks on Friday?
Totally winning that.
I'm winning that hardcore.
Charvel Myers, $5. Women's mid-card belt or tag division can't have both.
See, I know you said you like cross brand for the tag titles.
Heck yes.
I like mid card on Raw and then cross, and then just on the SmackDown side of thing, tag titles.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'd like.
All right. Well, we can have differing opinions, man.
You don't have to give me permission to have a differing opinion from you.
I'm not giving you permission. I'm stating a fact that
you
we can't
said
have differing.
I can do that.
Yeah. It's like me giving you permission is acknowledging your difference in opinion, as is your right.
What?
I swear you have not. You never pay attention to me. What? Never pay attention to me.
What are you talking about over there? Let's see here. Oh, good question. Press Dale. Oh, maybe it's President Dale. Throughout the Finn Balor Samoa Joe rivalry back in NXT, which match was their best?
Oh, the one where Joe got busted open early on.
That was Finn Balor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
the one in
really
Dallas.
Good.
I think it was one in Dallas. And the fact that he got busted open, the doctors kept on wanting to stop the bleeding. He was trying to push him off just so he could fight.
Samoa Joe awesome. Is best.
Yeah.
Like in terms of improving during that match, the blood stuff, because I think the blood was the hard way.
Yeah, it was making it a story point.
It's great.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Shane Roberts, what's the match you're most looking forward to at largest Royal Rumble? That's a good question.
I'm sorry. What match are we looking forward to most?
Maybe the Intercontinental Ladder match. That should be good. Get Seth, Finn, Miz, Joe, and maybe Bobby Lashley in there in a ladder match. That'll be tons of fun.
That'd be good. I'm curious to see what they're going to do with Lesnar versus Reigns.
Yeah.
Triple H, Cena probably is going to be good.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Rumble matches are generally a lot of fun.
Mondo Gonzo says, according to PW Stream, WWE is hoping The Undertaker is able to wrestle more frequently, perhaps up to four to five times over the remainder of 2018. I read that this morning. That's a lot.
Yeah, yeah, and they're all going to be like three-minute matches.
So, yeah, you're probably right.
Like this casket match at largest Rumble is going to be about 2 minutes.
His question is, who do you see being those four to five wrestlers, superstars and wrestlers? Do you think all four to five of these are going to be used to set up Cena Taker at Mania? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, do you think Cena, somebody else had the question. Right here. Raymond Earl Melius. Think Cena's going to have any part in this Taker Rusev match?
No.
He's not going to come out and do anything?
No.
We're going to see them backstage together?
No.
No?
No.
All right.
I'd be very surprised. But no, Rusev's going to lose in about 2 minutes. It's going to be a quick match. Jeffrey Nguyen, 299. Mikey Omega for going in Raw Hall of Fame.
I agree, man. Absolutely.
Yeah.
He'd be on the short list
for
first year. It'd be the Friendo Hall of Fame as opposed to the Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Yes.
The Friendo Wing. We should have a Friendo Wing.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Speaking of which, that's actually one thing we haven't even talked about. We need to have our actual Hall of Fame here for our wrestler.
We should.
Yeah. Just
put it on that wall right there.
Yeah, sure.
This is an interesting question. Alec again. If you guys could incorporate an element from Jim Crockett Promotions, NWA, what would it be and for what brand?
Wait, what now?
If you incorporate an element from Jim Crockett Promotions or the NWA,
mm-hmm.
what would it be? Like prior to this question or prior to it happening, I'd say War Games, but they've done that.
When was Bill Watts around when they took out the mats?
That was WCW.
Around the the side.
Mid-90s.
Yeah. Okay.
About a scaffold match?
Sure. Yeah, I don't know.
This always seemed like a terrible idea.
Yeah, I'm not huge on scaffold matches, especially not these days.
Jay Diamond, Otis Dozovich, and I went to the same high school. What's your ceiling on him? I feel like he's got the most potential of the two members of Heavy Machinery.
It's not saying a lot.
He's got personality. He moves really well.
He has a dimension of personality.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just think with a
he moves. Sure.
Well, I mean, he's pretty quick for a guy his size. I think with a repackage, he could go places. There's this article I read a while ago about NXT superstars, and Triple H was talking about, he pointed out Otis and Aleister Black. Those are the two he talked about most prominently.
Yeah, Triple H seems high on Otis.
Yeah.
I mean, if nothing he said really impressed me. That's the biggest thing. If Triple H is high on you, you're probably going to go places.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could see like 2-3 years from now, I'll probably be all about him with a repackaging maybe. Doesn't take much for me.
Apparently, Cody,
oh, what a great question.
Go ahead, Cody.
Antler, if you were to hang out with Kyle O'Reilly for one day, what would you do?
Wow.
I would simply film things for various GIFs. I would say, hey, we have 3 hours. Can we just film a bunch of random things with us and you, Kyle O'Reilly, for GIFs? Because I really like
that's a great idea.
What were you about to say about Cody? Is he changed up his Twitter account?
Well, not that. Apparently, some all-in talents revealed on his Instagram.
Oh, really?
But now I can't find it.
Bri, go, hold on a second. You do that while I read these super chats here. Bri Guy, Ty Guy, if you two booked yourselves in a match, what type of match would it be and who would you have win? Would there be a guest referee?
Wait, say again, sorry.
If you two booked yourselves in a match, what type of match would it be and who would you have win? would there be a guest? Well, Hilton would be the guest referee.
Yeah.
And he would swerve you, and I would go over.
All right.
What type of match would it be?
Strap match. It's a great metaphor.
Oh, I like that. That's good. No, it's really good. Look at that. See? Alto Votalhe. Should movie theaters, $5 super chat, should movie theaters show the big four pay-per-views?
Oh, I think that'd be great.
He says his theater shows UFC fights.
I think that'd be great.
That'd be fantastic. There's a strip club nearby that shows UFC fights as
well. True.
So I think that would be fantastic.
Why can't I find Cody Rhodes' Instagram? It seems like it'd be really...
Did he delete it already?
I don't think so. Here, I got another way I can find it. I don't know why it's so hard.
I'm going to look on Instagram itself.
Yeah, there you go.
Cody Rhodes. American Nightmare Cody found it done.
There you go.
All right, here's some new all-in talent.
Who is it?
Joey Janela.
Right.
Oh, Chelsea Green.
Oh, cool.
That's cool.
That it?
Yeah.
Cool. That's going to be a heck of a show, man.
Yeah. When is Flip Gordon in yet? No, a lot of people are asking for Flip, though.
No.
Yeah.
Not officially. Jason Jimerson. Timetable on when Keith Lee will be signed by WWE. Some say it might be as early as May. That's what Meltzer said, yeah.
All right, what's that?
Keith Lee. Of course, he dropped the PWG World Championship
to Walter
this weekend. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
So
allergies.
It seems like that's a possibility that next month he could be on his way to the WWE.
That's exciting, man. But again, there's a lot of people. There's so many people.
I know. NXT's going to be stacked.
They're going to need like a freaking mid-card
second
tag
hour,
division.
Man. Joe Juarez, $5. Has been any info regarding tickets for the G1 special and All In? There's a press conference on May 13th for All In.
Yeah.
Where they're going to announce ticket information. As far as G1 special, haven't heard anything.
Mm-hmm.
Senior Nerd, with War Raiders debut, does Steve still believe the NXT tag division is crap, or is it now improved in his eyes?
Well, yeah, it's improved because of them, but you know they're gonna be fast tracked. They should be. I mean, look, any tag division that has the Undisputed Era and War Machine, that's a good division.
Yeah,
it's just the rest of it.
TM61's a really good team.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. TM61. You're right. TM61.
Profits are really entertaining. They got a lot of potential.
I know, but I'm not talking about potential. I'm not talking about upside. I'm talking about who can perform great matches right now. Who can give me a 5-star match right now?
Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch.
They're fantastic if they'd get pushed.
Yeah.
But they haven't done shit with them. Like,
Mustache
how long
Mountain.
Have they been a team? They're Mustache doing even Mountain. Less with Mustache Mountain. I would love that. That would be great, but
Jason
I don't really consider them part of the tag team.
Peterson, $5. Gold Dust joins Little Brother. Does he get over, and is he real enough for Bullet Club?
Gold Dust could do whatever he wanted, wherever
yeah, man.
He wanted. Absolutely.
Yeah, totally.
For sure. Absolutely.
Totally.
Yeah.
All right. I'm hungry.
Oh, that's it? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Right on. That's it for the show. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it.
Thanks,
Larson,
everybody.
What's your final answer, Larson? Yay or nay?
You can't sit in my chair.
I was going to say Impact Wrestling, but you know how many times during the day you break my heart? That just broke my heart. You don't care?
I mean, I care about my comfort.
Hilton, just turn on the music. I'm done with this. I'm done with it, man. I got $25. I'm going to get myself a lawn chair. I don't need your stupid chair.
Good.
This is going in raw now, dude. Thanks for watching, everybody. Until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.